Pickaxe.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYNads.com.
Wow. Thank you to that wonderful Fingal creator called Arjun.
Arjun, I think.
Okay, we'll keep the soft J.
Arjun. Yeah. Arjun. Thank you and welcome to the Hat Chat Podcast, episode 138. We are your hosts. I am Chris Trott.
Hi, Chris Trott. I am Ross Hornby.
I'm Alex Smith.
Oh, and I'm are here. We have product in our hair and we are ready to go today.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We do. What do you use?
I use grease from the night before.
What do you mean, grease from the night before?
I just don't shower.
Oh. How does that work out?
Fine.
I feel like I have to shower sometimes. Because the product doesn't go.
I shower frequently.
You don't put any product
No. I need a haircut.
How the fuck does that work?
Yeah, but like,
I've tried that before and it didn't work for me.
Okay, for longer hairstyles, I think. It works like for yours, which is long.
It's too long now.
I think you need to put that shape back into it. When you had it cut last time, it was really good.
Yeah, it's just like, it's been too long. That's
just
all.
Just need to
shave
to
a zigzag into the back.
I might do that.
Shave an eyebrow, for fuck's sake. Put a line in that brow.
Two lines. Two lines in one brow.
Well, what does two lines mean?
Doesn't mean anything.
There's code. No, there's definitely
there's no code.
One is for one. Two there's is no for
code.
Something else.
There was no code.
What if I cut in a negative eyebrow into the sides of my hair? So it's like the shape of an eyebrow just inside of my hair.
Why don't you add a nose brow?
I think
nose brow.
That'd be
over
dope.
The bridge of the nose. You add a little hair.
But he can't. There's no hair there. He's not adding hair. He's just shaving around his existing hair to create a brow.
Don't cause limitations. You can add
ear brows.
You can add a nose brow
using what
that goes over the cheeks.
Gum. What's that gum?
Spirit gum.
And a sprinkling of your own pubic hair.
Sounds like a lot of effort. This
you too can have a nose brow.
You too can have a nose brow at home and enjoy it. And everyone be like, "What's that weird hairy line across the middle of your face?" And you're like, "It's my nose brow." Get with the trends, fucking prick.
Spirit gum and pubic hair.
Yeah, it's spirit gum. Here you go. I'm always taking it around with me. And a little bag of sprinkled pubes.
I just need to go to the powder room. I got to touch up my...
I got to add some more pubes.
Don't worry, I brought my own from home. Oh, ran out. Top
shit,
up.
I'm running out. Has anybody got any pubes?
You got any nail scissors?
Anyone got bush? Collecting it all. It's not a recommended way to do things, but yeah. I'd like to see it. So I've not seen a nose brow before, and we could be a trendsetter.
We certainly could.
At least 3 or 4 people out of the thousands that may see it. Good luck to you.
What was happening, Christopher?
It's fine. Let's carry on.
We're
so
okay.
Today we've got hypotheticals as voted on by our wonderful members.
Mm. Of course.
Patrons,
yep.
Twitch subscribers. They all conglomerate together and vote democratically in our Discord, which you can go to discord.gg/hatfilms.
I think someone's been rigging the votes.
You think so?
I think they've been counting ballots illegally. We're counting these ballots by hand, right?
Absolutely, yeah.
Right, good.
Do we call them Hatfilms loyalists? Is that something we should start?
I don't think it's necessary. Ultra loyalists.
The Hatfilms ultras. Sounds bad.
That doesn't sound good at all.
Sounds really bad. You don't have to be an ultra. Okay.
Anyway, the hypotheticals that have been both provided by our members and voted on by our members are as follows. Number one
is from Murphy. Not my dog.
Not your dog, no.
I assume it's
can't
not.
Read or write
I
or
don't
type
know.
On a
I
computer.
I have put him in front of a computer before to see what would happen.
What do they do?
Nothing.
You think he'd be Murphy the gaming dog?
He's not going to game. I mean, unless you created, like, maybe Dance Mat he could probably use.
Dance Mat? We can't use a dance mat.
Yeah, they're difficult.
Not
to
in
use.
A good way, but he can touch the buttons.
Right.
What about like a?
He's not going to use a controller though.
What
is
about
he?
VR? What about stick a Vive on his head?
Imagine a VR.
Honestly, that would
do you
be quite
that's been
the.
Done?
Whoa. Well, yeah, probably. But like, what feedback are you getting from the dog?
Also, the lenses.
You put it on there and then
the lenses
just go,
are very much
go,
not in
think,
the
mate?
Right place.
Like, yeah, what on earth?
Yeah,
well, pillory distance.
Yeah, they're closer together. But like, you're not going to get any feedback from me. They'll just be like, well, the fuck
well,
did you just do?
Unless you
I just
train them with the buttons thing.
Yeah, yeah, and then you stick the wands to their
fucking
feet.
Crazy.
Blew my mind.
Again. No, I don't think they
food.
Would respond, which is
food.
Food. Oh, it's just. All right, that's what he wants. Food. Of course.
He's not interested in VR anymore.
Here's a bit of food.
Food. I
God,
want
they
food.
They really are just toddlers.
They are, and they don't
simple,
grow up beyond that.
Simple boy. Anyway, Murphy has sent this one in saying, if you had to choose one song/sound to play loud enough for everyone to hear every time you entered a room, anything from a public toilet to a concert hall, what song would you choose for the other guys and why? For each other, I guess. So like,
so every time you open a door, be it a public
yeah.
place, a toilet.
It just makes me think of
whatever.
Prop Hunt.
That's a
remember
funny,
Prop Hunt and all the annoying
song.
Fucking sounds and
yeah.
Yeah, and it's just like those were annoying.
Okay,
like, every
well,
time
Chris
they rush,
I want the I'm Horny song by Basement Jacks.
I'm horny.
Was it Moose? That was Moose T.
It was Moose T. I'm
Moose
Horny
T,
by
I'm
Mace.
Horny. Yeah.
Right, that's
I'm Horny. I trot. We can all
sorry
hear
about
it.
That.
Everyone
goes to funerals. You know, like walks into like the room.
Guys,
I would get
I'm
Emma
not
early
up.
Before.
I'm Horny. So I got the song play.
I'm guessing it plays just the once as you enter.
It's the whole fucking tune.
If you leave the room and
sorry,
come back
everyone.
In again, it's going to go off.
Sorry, I'm late.
The limitations on your life are drastic.
Yeah.
Get on an airplane. I'm horny.
Yeah.
Don't open the door. Oh, fuck.
Yeah, any kind of appointment.
Bombs over
you're
Baghdad?
You're horny.
Every time you get on a plane.
Bombs over Baghdad is not ideal.
Ride of the Valkyries.
But so, something crazy offensive could be quite funny.
Yeah.
To put, like,
anything
you know,
by...
Paris.
Oh, who's the rapper that's like the guy that's just even when I'm squashing the beef I ain't touching your ham guy.
Oh, the guy
DMX.
Oh, DMX.
Any DMX song would be DMX. Probably highly yeah. inappropriate.
X gonna give it to you is not that bad.
No, it's not that bad. Again, it's just yeah. It's
Fuck the Pain Away by Peaches. Fuck the Pain Away. Fuck the Pain Away. All right, guys.
What about?
It has to be. It could be a sound. It could be like an air raid siren.
All right, Hitler's last speech.
Oh, my God.
Last speech.
That's just one of
for
his...
For Ross.
Or like an empowering speech that he's made once in front of tens of thousands of people.
Just a yelling German.
And you just... And I'm like, I just, honestly, just let it play out. I think it's 45 minutes long. So...
Yeah. And just
it's
so
only
you know,
a 30-minute trip.
It
so
does
come
end
on a bus.
With a bunch of people hiling.
Yeah.
Hile.
Ignore it, guys. Just listen past it. Just white noise that... It's not.
It's just sat there, just yeah, trying to look low key.
Yeah, I know what you can hear. We're all hearing it.
This happens every time. I'm sorry, it wasn't my choice.
Well,
I'm guessing
anywhere.
This is
going to
be like ultra, like high fidelity, right? So just gunshots would be quite funny. Just a huge gunfire as you walk into a room. Everyone just dives for cover.
What about an orgy?
Yeah. Which would you rather? Which would you
an
rather?
Enthusiastic orgy starts playing
yeah. whenever you move it. Well, anywhere. Right.
Where's that
so
coming
that,
from?
Or at, like just a gunfight every time you move. Which would you rather? Which
well,
reaction
the
would you rather do?
The gunfight's
going
to cause a lot of fear. The
problems.
The orgy
yeah.
thing is just going to make people think that you're watching porn. Which I think is less than the fear.
I think you could get one up on it though. You open a door and you're like, what are you watching? Because you're entering the room, right?
I was just thinking this. It doesn't necessarily have to gravitate from you. It could just be
it's
happening
just
around
the,
you.
It's in the room.
Yeah. It emanates.
Everyone in the room can hear it.
So you get really good at redirecting.
Yeah.
Every time you walk in. You're that horny. That's disgusting.
Yeah,
it'd certainly make you question, you know, stepping through any threshold, just because
you want to just come outside.
Yeah,
you want to step out.
I don't want to listen to the orgy again. It was I can't keep listening to it.
You purposely
you
build your
probably.
House with no doors. Your front like door is like a portcullis around a corner, so it sort of stays.
Yeah, there are no doors.
No doors in here.
No doors. We don't
because
do
I'm assuming
here.
that seems to be the key. Entering a it says entering a room. So they're different
rooms.
Oh, my
God. Oh, any room you enter.
It just says any room you
enter. Doesn't need a door. So
it doesn't mention doors.
Dismantle
you live outside now.
To be in a room, yeah.
Just live outside.
No rooms.
You're going to have to be a vagrant. Maybe that's
it,
why people...
Does it count? Does a tent count as a room?
Suggesting all nomads...
They're affected by curses.
...are affected by this curse.
Yeah.
Does a tent count as a room?
Yeah. A tent?
Come into my room. Oh, that's shit. What I'd say if you want.
It's a temporary structure. I don't think it counts. Yeah. But then again,
but the moment you get
in
that tent, the audio starts playing. You're like,
technically, a shed's only a temporary structure.
Don't get any ideas.
Impossible. This is, it can't be real. What? A temporary what?
A shed is temporary as well. Would you consider that a room?
Dog is temporary, mate. Not just for Christmas.
We're really trying to unfold the it's rules here, but
it's not just for Christmas.
It is about the sound.
What about a summer house? You consider that roomed?
Hmm?
I'm just saying about this whole temporary
what if,
structure.
What if the sound
thing?
Was
bullshit.
Just like gross, like shitting?
For
you, I'm
him
just
out.
Gonna have it so it's just like sounds that like you've just dropped your guts, but like loads of times.
What?
And then like, so it's just you just. You can't explain that. You entered the room and that's only just started happening. Obviously, there's no smell because it's just a sound.
Mm.
But we're all looking at you and judging you.
I'd be hungry.
I think for smell.
You'd be hungry after the farting sounds.
Did that not make you hungry?
What, farting sounds? No.
Weird. No. It makes me hungry. I'm hungry.
It makes me horny.
I'm horny.
Oh, Trot's just ended.
There he is. Moose tea himself.
He's fucking shitting himself. Horny comes in and then the orgy starts.
Farts, orgies, and I'm horny.
Right, we got to the bottom of that
my
hypothetical.
My milkshake brings all the boys to the yard.
Damn right. It's better than yours. And I'm like...
What if it's just a bunch of like horrific kind of, you know, racial words? That just follow
Jesus
you.
Christ, the blacklist.
You
of
wouldn't want
Twitch.
That. Yeah, the worst words you could possibly just start reading out as you enter a room. Like, honestly, I didn't choose this. Someone fucking chose this for me.
Read by Stephen Fry.
Read by Stephen Fry. Well, wow. God, you got him to read it. You can use AI now to do anything. You seen Drake's got AI songs out?
Is he releasing them himself?
He's not releasing them.
Somebody else is.
Someone's just taken a snapshot of his voice.
What about every time you entered, it did a timestamp readout of every time you masturbated in the last month?
Well, that's a different technology. That's a different power. Because yeah, that's not just a sound. That's nine years it catalogued that.
Monday, 2:42 p.m.
Yeah.
He masturbated in the toilet.
Monday, 2:48 p.m. Back in the toilet.
Back in the toilet. Monday, 2:53 p.m. Wow, that's... quick work.
Forgot my phone.
You got that choice, Smith. That one that I just suggested, or a big klaxon goes off saying "warning, paedophile entering."
Wow, that's fucked. Yeah, that's pretty bad.
Warning.
Ignore it, everyone. Ignore the alarm.
It's not real.
You wouldn't go anywhere.
I'm cursed.
You'd enter one room and kill yourself.
Warning, paedophile entering.
No, I can't go anywhere. Listen. Either that or you turn every room. I don't know. They're all separate rooms. I'm trying to find loopholes. No, that would be pretty bad. So you're going for... which sound are you going for?
Of which... What were my choices again?
Oh, you had the timestamp of every time you masturbated in the past month.
Yeah.
Read out.
Who's catalogued it?
Yeah.
That's a different story.
Doesn't matter.
Okay.
So it's part of the curse.
Sure, okay.
Or orgy sounds, farting sounds, or gunfire.
Probably...
the paedophile one, right?
Not the paedophile one.
I feel like you'd
probably the masturbation one.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
You could just go, if you know you're going somewhere serious, like
it would
a
make
funeral,
you stop masturbating.
Just never masturbate.
It would
just
certainly never do. Yeah,
it. Go celibate.
No,
yeah.
What's that?
No fat.
Silence. That's right, guys.
Yeah,
I'm still pure.
Never touched.
Everyone's just applauding.
Yeah.
/no fat.
Unless it catalogues all the way back to like your earliest times.
Well, it's going to be a lot of talking.
Yeah,
it just reads out.
It's going to be a lot of bloody things to read out.
Wait until it gets in 2008.
May 1st, 1991.
Oh my God.
You're three.
What?
You're 3 years old.
That's worrying that's happening.
Attempted masturbation.
Wasn't sure what was going on.
May.
Had a
19.
Curious
90.
Itch.
2.
Fucking hell.
5 years
Four.
Old. Starting young. That's what my old grandpa used to say.
That's terrible.
Different time, wasn't it? Different time. Jimmy Savile was lauded as a national hero back then. Anything was going. Jim Davidson, the stuff Jim Davidson said was funny.
Wow.
You know? Different time. Then? Well, I don't know. I don't actually know. All I knew him was Big Break.
Generation Game.
Big Break I knew him on. Was he both on Big Break?
Yeah. And Generation Game, yeah. That's what I knew from.
It's all beyond before my time. I was too busy trying to nut. You know?
You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYN ads.com.
Age.
trying to.
So that's that hypothetical.
Yeah,
I think we thoroughly covered that one.
Thanks, Murphy, for that one. We've established
it. It moved away from songs very quickly.
There's going to be an orgy playing every time. How Imperial long is the orgy? March. We don't know, but it's going to get. It's going to sound hot or kind of horrible, sweaty. It's going to sound sweaty.
It's going to be embarrassing. It's not a positive thing. It's not like a fanfare,
just
is it?
Walk into the pub and an orgy plays.
Yeah.
All right, yeah, here he is. Whee, orgy, I think. No.
May 1st, 19. 19.
Estimated 4.
72.
6 minutes and 13 seconds.
Age 2.
Incomplete.
Incomplete. Oh my God. Okay, well, the second one here is from Hal. Am I saying this right? Bowring?
I don't know.
Bowring. If you were to see that word.
Bowring.
Yeah.
Bowing.
Bowring.
Bowering.
Bowering.
God, I'm so bad with names. We read names all the time.
Well, it's Twitch just English, isn't it? It could be Bowering. It could be Bowring.
Okay. Well, that is Hal. Thanks, Hal. And they've sent in, what if all life is in a computer? Like, not a simulation. We all just live in a really big Dell. What? Like, we're shrunken down, but we're inside.
Living on circuitry.
Adele. Not Adele.
I was thinking about something today, and it's kind of related to that.
What, being inside Adele?
Not Adele.
The singer.
Adele's the same age as us. You know that? I thought Adele was older than us.
She's the same age as us.
She's the same age as us.
God, I've achieved nothing.
Who's that?
No, of course. I'm not saying I couldn't even possibly try and compete with.
Yeah. Adele.
Adele.
Well, no, you just.
No, but you can climb inside one.
Yeah, you can climb inside a giant.
Dell.
I was feeding some worms I had today.
Yeah.
I've been feeding these worms. I bought some worms, some mealworms for my lizards.
And you're fattening the worms up.
And they were kind of shitty looking, yeah. Sometimes I buy them from shops. Sometimes I order them online. Quite a lot I order them online. They come a lot better.
Earthworms? Or they
No, they're mealworms.
They come better online.
We've eaten them because, you know, the dried mealworms sometimes. Yes.
Yummy.
The online order, they come direct from like a bug farm. And they're really good, really fresh, really high quality.
Yeah. Do they employ bug catchers?
Yeah.
Nice.
Sometimes they get out and they have to employ bug chasers.
Good.
Oh, nightmare.
Brilliant.
But largely they're breeders.
Good. Love a breeder. Fucking hell.
So sometimes they get the worms from pet stores and stuff like that. And they're usually pretty shit because they've been in there for days. They haven't been fed properly. They haven't been given water. The bugs need everything right to become good bugs so they can be eaten and pass that on to the lizards. So I've been feeding up these bugs I bought from a pet shop because they were shit. And just before I pull them out of the tub that they've been in, living this horrible life, they've now been fed food, they've got fat and enjoyed it, I drop them into my lizard's tank. And for the chameleons one, actually this is more for the locusts than the mealworms. Mealworms go in a tray, but the locusts that go through the same process, they hop around in this fucking utopian existence for a minute, right? Like everything in my chameleon's tank is like alive, and like the locusts are like, whoa, shit, probably.
You reckon?
This is insane. We've been living in a plastic tub our whole lives, and now we're in this amazing place.
Yeah.
Just so they can be then eaten by a more complex species.
What's that? Right? It's not a leaf.
But like, yeah.
Oh, fuck.
Isn't this like the free range element of life? You've given it a free range moment where it's like, oh, I've enjoyed. Like
yes, but what
wow,
I'm saying
this is amazing, but I'm going to get eaten.
Is this just the point where us humans go, oh, look at all this before when we die, we get devoured by a higher species of another dimensional plane, right? So imagine there's a chameleon in the room.
But we're not being chased and eaten.
Also, I feel like we've had more than like
a fair amount,
a minute of our life.
Yeah, but it's just that's contextual. Time, it's experience contextual, of time is, sure. is based on a lot of things. But I mean, what I'm saying is, what if there's a chameleon, a sort of interdimensional chameleon ready to like eat us at the end of our lives. And there isn't some, we think we've come to heaven or we think we've gone to some nirvana like place, but in reality that's just the moment before something bigger eats us in a different plane of existence.
Holy shit. Like the Matrix.
Yeah, what if this is kind of a big Dell we're in, you know? I'm not going to say simulation, it's an actual large Dell. Yeah. The computer that we've been living in, and we're like, this is great. I love living inside a sort of late 90s Dell that has both the computer and the monitor integrated into one
circuits.
Unit. It's the world's a circuit.
We're just dust.
We're all binary. We're all just like electronic impulses going along a circuit board of existence, right? And then you realize we're all just inside this Dell. so a large French monster can come along and eat the Dell, like Muzzy.
No, I think someone's just running like a Bitcoin farm on it or something like that.
Yeah,
like,
it could be really mundane.
We're just in a Dell that's just been like server farmed.
We're just the energy. So we're the organic computer components of a much bigger thing.
We're like the mold that's grown on the graphics card or something.
Does mold grow on graphics cards?
It can do.
Can it?
When a Dell is the size of...
A Dell slimmed down, though. Huh?
Sorry?
He was talking about Dell.
Dell did slim down.
I'm just saying...
Congratulations.
If all of our life is in a Dell...
Yeah.
Then I think there's the potential for logic to go out the window a little bit and there to be a bit of mold on the graphics card.
Yeah, there is some mold. What's the mold represent in your metaphor?
Us.
We're the mold.
We're the mold.
But we're also living in the Dell.
Yeah, we're annoying. Yeah. We're an annoying substance that shouldn't be in the Dell. Yeah.
Right.
That has
formed life.
Well,
that's like saying that we're the bacteria on this planet like everything else.
Yeah.
You've seen those little kind of tiny little creatures, well, obviously microscopic, little bugs that are like fucking on our faces.
Yeah.
That's funny, isn't it?
That's pretty hot.
So interesting idea.
This is something... Do you get red blotchiness on your face? Do you get red blotchiness on your face?
Occasionally from time.
This is a really useful bit of information that was given to me by a magical German doctor. It is the sugars.
Why is he magical? What magic can he perform?
It's called locum doctoring. In the National Health Service, locum doctoring is when you're a GP, you basically go around different GPs, like in the country.
He's a roamer.
Just do like, yeah.
The travelling
doctor. You do short stints at different GPs.
Does
depending
he have a
on,
trailer with curtains on it?
Yeah, and he had like this big tooth on a spring.
yeah.
but I know like, the guy. He was an amazing doctor. He like told it exact. I asked him questions and he gave me precise answers that were without emotion. Like, you know, like literally like a chat. Like I felt like I was talking to ChatGPT, but the G stands for German. Anyway, this guy was great. His name was Wolfgang. And,
Holy shit. Wolfgang, the nomadic doctor.
Yeah.
Magical.
The locum doctor.
Magical.
And I was getting all these this red like blotchiness on my face. And I thought, oh, it's probably like eczema or something because I've had eczema in the past. I thought it could have been like psoriasis, whatever, because again all these things run in my family. And so I was trying to use a very mild steroidal cream on my face, which isn't a good idea because you've got thin skin on your face and so it thins the skin very quickly. Turns out what the real problem was yeast on my face. So you got yeast all over your skin.
Oh, you got face fucked.
You got yeast. Yeah, I got fucked by Hovis. But then you got yeast all over your skin. If you get blotchy skin, try an antifungal, because if you eat a lot of sugar, that comes up, you know, through your skin, through your pores, and that the yeast on your skin feeds on that sugar. So if you're eating too much sugar, and I noticed I got blotchier the more sugar I ate. So if you're eating lots of sugar, the yeast can actually access that sugar and bloom and
source.
Grow. Exactly. And then that irritates your skin.
Right.
So you need to keep it under control. So try antifungal creams. You can get ones for like Thrush that will work.
I was basically going to say you've got Thrush in your face.
Well, it's just a yeast imbalance.
It's definitely not from eating sugar.
But it is. I asked the doctor, what do I have to do to stop this from happening? Yeah, and exactly.
Stop entering yourself into
khaki
contests.
Stop eating sugar and stop eating cum. Yeah.
Like, no. There's an awful amount of cum. Is this what you're talking about? There's cum on your face.
It's all blocked up in your ear. Tear ducts.
Yeah.
I thought it would help, Doc.
Yeah.
They said it's good for your skin. It's all protein.
Come on. But anyway, it's because of sugars of any form, and they can be in carbohydrates. And I said, but what about that banana in my porridge? He's like, in any form.
Nice.
And spout over
Wolfgang's
me. Wolfgang's
like, very blunt,
wow.
Isn't he?
Yeah, in he did. Form. And he even left it on my little like thing. He's like, told patient that he should avoid sugar in all forms, in capitals.
It's
but just avoid it full stop.
It's hard to do,
it's
isn't
impossible
it?
In this day and age where everything's laced with
sugar. And also that sugars can be good for you.
Well, I just need to accept I'm going to have less than ideal skin then. That's the thing. It's like, if you want perfect skin,
no, you just
avoiding sugar is...
Miracle cream.
So, yeah, have less sugar.
Yeah.
The current miracle cream is retinol.
Well, yeah. It's not a cream, though, is it? It's like, it irritates the shit out of your skin.
Yeah, you got to warm your skin up to it.
Yeah, that feels bad to me. I've had a bit of retinol on my skin, and it's not a fun experience.
Well, you got to get used to it.
Well, I don't want to get used to pain.
You don't. Well, that's the point. Yeah, the pain goes away. Your skin get used to it. Try retinol, mate.
Why?
Change your life.
Are you using retinol?
Yeah.
You're not, are you? You're not.
No.
There's no fucking point.
I am using retinol.
The sun does way more damage than retinol can repair. You need to be wearing fucking 50 SPF every day. That's the actual truth.
I am wearing that every day.
Are you? Okay.
What about replacement skin?
Sure, that's not just cum.
What about putting like a replacement face?
Huh?
Having
just
a
grow
layer
our
of skin
own.
That you can just put over your face. And
yeah.
That's like a face.
Like, use a Billy Bear hand placeholder.
A second face. Second
face.
Texas Chainsaw Massacre. Mm-hmm. Yeah. We're onto something.
Or Leatherface.
Leatherface, yeah.
Leatherface, yeah.
That's from that, isn't it?
You could basically have one of those, but your own face, 3D printed,
yeah,
and you put it on there and it protects your face.
A face holder.
A face holder. We can brand it up. Patent pending. Face holders.
They're a placeholder for your face.
Exactly.
Swap it out when you're done.
And then you can also just make it look better. Slightly.
You could customize it.
Leopard print.
Yeah, suddenly things are a little more symmetrical. So your eyes behind are slightly. Okay, they're actually. It's off, it's like, but it's not off.
This is like a shitty practical effects version of what they thought up on Black Mirror. You know, when they had the daughter on. Oh, no, Years and Years. You've seen Years and Years, right? It's where they track a family through like time jumps in the UK. It's really quite good. It's very Black Mirror-y. But in it, one of the children has like...
Wait, is it real?
It's a TV show. So like...
So they don't like follow a life.
No. But they have the same characters every 10 years in the UK. Really good. Years and Years is what it's called. It's very Black Mirror-like. And anyway, in one of it, the kid has like this digital holographic face that goes over their own face that they like. They just prefer to use most of the time. And I thought that was really... clever and insightful thing. Avatar. It's almost like a physical manifestation of filters, almost. You know, like
or like a personal VTuber.
Exactly.
You're a V person.
Yeah, exactly. Well, that
makes sense. What does the V stand for? Virtual.
Virtual, I think so.
It wouldn't be virtual, then it'd be real. It'd be just a mask.
But it still is kind of virtual because there's a holographic projection over your own face.
Oh, was it holographic?
Yeah, it was like she wore this like device that would then put like this holographic thing like over the top of her.
Did she have like this band that like went around?
I think it was the Azana band. Yeah.
Is this a Channel 4 show?
Can't believe we had... It might have been Channel 4 Years and Years. It might be, yeah.
I think it was, actually, yeah.
Yeah. But the Azana band is obviously before its time. We had to pretend that it was fake. And it was a joke because they realized the technology was too powerful. And then they had to make the TV show really garbage to put people off the scent.
Yeah, because it's like, fuck, this could ruin society.
And that's why the TV show seemed like it only had 2 weeks pre and post production.
Lol. Our video was better than our series.
Would you wear a device that causes you physical pain in a game?
Yeah, I mean,
do you think that'll make you better at the game?
You've got haptic suits, haven't you?
Haptic's different, though.
I think it would only be fun if everybody else was wearing one.
Yeah.
I think that's the... Like, if...
You'd get better.
Game Beyond
sooner.
Offered, like, a full haptic environment where it's, like, 8v8.
This thing's going to shoot you.
Yeah.
It's like, wow.
You're going to feel...
One in every part of your 10 is not going to make it out.
Yeah.
I'd love real games.
Imagine
a milsim where it's, like, full VR.
Yeah.
In a warehouse so you can actually roam around.
Yeah.
With full haptic.
That would be
cool.
And,
like, you feel... every grenade.
That'd be so cool. And that's actually the kind of gaming future
you'd
I'm hoping
You'd want to avoid
for.
It, though. You'd be, like, scared and shit.
Or you'd want to experience every painful death as part, like, see what it's like.
Every death.
Just to be like, well, I've...
I think there's probably a point where your brain just accepts the pain and you die.
I think it's probably just terror, if I'm honest with you. Yeah. Dying in battle is probably just scary.
VR experience.
But when you take it off, you've lived that, and therefore you feel better for it. It's like exposure. Is it exposure therapy?
Kind of is. Yeah, kind of is.
It's like the Rick and Morty,
I'm really scared of
episode.
Like being beaten up in a medieval battle.
Yeah.
And that's what's going to happen. Yeah. Well, I faced my fear.
And I'm terrified, and I've got real trauma from it now because it was so realistic. It's embedded as a real memory for me, and now I have to go through.
Yeah, but then you can do the
years of therapy.
If this exists, so does Eternal Sunshine, and that you can
just
remove parts
memory.
Of your brain.
Right.
Even though that's extreme brain
damage.
Is this
all happening in the big Dell?
All happening in the Dell.
This is why we live in a Dell.
It's to discuss these things.
I'd love to live in
because we live in a place that facilitates all of us. He's
chasing
pavement. In the deep.
Imagine walking outside Queen Square, taking in the sky and everything lovely, and then you hear a massive clunking sound.
Yeah,
and the whole
tray starts moving,
and the side of the Dell comes
just
off.
There's just a guy like looking in, like
just peering in, and he comes in with a fucking Philips.
Yeah. Don't Phillips me, I'm just small.
A washer just falls onto the fucking entire city.
And it's a massive donut that wipes out Bristol. Insane.
And then he accidentally static shocks the whole thing.
This does give Borrowers vibes rather than like simulated.
Yeah, living inside a Dell is very much Borrowers
vibes.
It's
very much just
min pins, if you will.
Yeah.
Even smaller than Borrowers.
Well, those, because you don't really get them anymore because they're so tiny, but you remember those little like cylindrical things that were on circuit boards, ones.
Yeah, like capacitors,
like
aren't they? Or transistors. Yeah.
You don't get them as much because they're so tiny, but I'd love to live in one of those.
I imagine those are the skyscrapers.
Have you seen the video of Bjork looking at circuitry?
She's just looking at it.
Like little colours. Oh, everything's a city. I like to imagine myself walking around the electrics. That's what would.
That's how that's we would be. That would be what Bjork exists. Yeah. Like she's like, I don't need to imagine anymore.
I'm living in there.
I'm living in this little city.
If you were told, if you were bigified after,
so bigified,
you could then actually see the entire circle. I guess this is basically just if you could see the entire, you know, results of the Big Bang,
the Big Deal.
Folks, welcome to Dungeons and Randomness. Since 2012, myself and an amazing cast of 18 have been telling stories in our homebrew world of Theria. Four different groups explore lost ruins, run for political office, rage against a mad king, set sail to long-forgotten islands, and so much more. Every group has a different story and flavor, and every season, or arc, has a new set of groups and stories, all building the history of our world with every single session. Literally hundreds of hours of stories are waiting for you as part of the Pickaxe Network. Check out Dungeons and Randomness wherever you get your podcasts. And we'll see you around the table.
It would blow your mind.
Hell,
to the point where like, you'd be like, wow, that's,
I hope to have my mind blown. That blown.
Do you want
though?
A mind blower?
Yes.
You want a mind blower
I would
in your
love
life?
A mind blower.
I'd like to be crystal skulled before I die.
What does that mean?
You know what that means.
Well, they turn your skull into a crystal skull.
No. For Indiana Jones' crystal skull.
Oh, shit.
Right at the end, because it's a shit film, it doesn't matter about spoilers.
Oh, yeah.
They have all the alien knowledge put into that person. He's like, yes, I know everything. Yeah. Oh, no, it's too much.
Yeah. I think that'd be a good way to go. That'd be the best way to go. You'd get the greatest glimpse. Because I think for me, that's the most profound existential sadness I have, is that I will not know everything. Or not get to fully grasp or understand, like, you know, all of the things that
the
can be known.
The Dell.
Yeah, the ins and outs of the Dell. Exactly. Like, where did the Dell come from?
Where's the RAM?
Who built the Dell? What will the Dell eventually become? Is there going to be another Dell?
What's the Dell?
Is this obsolete?
Yeah.
Does this have DX11? Like, is it using one of the old Acorn mouses? Does it have a ball mouse? Can it scroll without having to press the sidebar?
Oh my God.
These are the questions
that everyone's been asking.
Yeah. But I think that anyone would want a mind blower, right? Am I wrong?
By mind blower,
is anyone so
something
happy
that,
with
something
their existence
that like would open your mind to. Maybe we should try meditation and ayahuasca.
I don't want ayahuasca. Shit. I don't think I'd start with ayahuasca.
I thought you wanted a mind blower, man.
I would go for a psychedelic therapy trip. I think it's dangerous to
swimming.
Do that.
Fuck. Yeah.
Let's draw
swimming.
Several tabs of acid and go swimming, but in like choppy waters.
All right. Yeah.
That's going to be the mind blower you didn't know you needed.
There's like, a huge amount of risk involved just taking psychedelics for their
mind blowers.
Mind blowing effect. I think it's very interesting to try it in a therapeutic environment. I wouldn't.
Not in choppy waters.
Probably not.
Weird.
I mean, I might still do that, honestly. If somebody offered me a tab of acid and were like,
yeah, we're like, oh, well, we're on this oil rig. Let's go out onto that water down there. That looks really nice, but it's not as stormy. And then just it's like you just get immediately washed away. Like you are lost at sea.
Yeah.
But that's an eye opening experience.
Well, it's your last experience.
It's an experience you didn't never expect.
I feel
to
like
have.
Having you doing acid in the middle of the North Sea. Yes. You'd start to imagine sea monsters really quickly.
Yeah.
Like and like,
have you seen the videos of it at night and stuff? And they're like they have like a shine of light and stuff. But it's just like. Horrifying.
It
I mean, obviously,
is,
the thalassophobia thing, sure, but like
the boiling dark sea. The sea is an incredibly, even now, even with all our technology, the sea is an incredibly intimidating thing. Definitely,
yeah. I think more so than having like a massive radical breakthrough in science or something that radically changes how we view reality. I think the inward experience would be way more terrifying. The ayahuasca mind blow, would be worse than finding out that we're living in a simulation.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Or a trip to the bottom of the ocean. Oh. But inside a
go full James Cameron.
Yeah.
I'd rather do it in a...
You would do that?
I'd rather do it...
It has to be it's a one-man capsule.
Yeah, fuck yeah, I'd do
that. Have you seen the ones where they have those little cracks and they're like, hang on, there's a crack on the window. And they're panicking because like, oh, there shouldn't really be any cracks.
Or like
It was one of them where they were doing like a deep like wreck dive or something.
Yeah.
And like they started to notice a little crack in the window and they were just... I was panicking a little bit. Are they like something coming through?
Well, sort of. There's also what I've seen the same. I can't remember what that is from. Those little subs that have got the big glass circle, spheres, right? Yeah.
Or so, with the arms on the outside.
Yeah, but it's all there's a research vessel that I think a lot of different companies can use. So I think the BBC's like done some with it.
Seen bomb around Titanic all fucking time.
Yeah, fucking cheese down there. Trying to look for Jack.
Look for something else.
I don't need to know. I've scanned it. It's fine.
But they were in, and I saw another clip of like these guys, and they're like, "Oh, a bit of water's coming in the back." Yeah, they're very calm, like, maybe we should go back up. Like, oh, it's getting a bit wet.
Oh yeah. What the fuck?
I guess they don't have to worry about the bends or anything. No, it's pressurized, so they could go up.
Yeah, but it still takes like they still have to do it gradually because obviously the sphere itself is under pressure.
Yeah.
So they don't want to like crash surface because it might crush.
Bring us up ASAP. It would just like crumble, and would it crush, or would it just expand? So
it's open. It's like material stress.
The moment something bursts in, they're dead.
You know when you pull something...
Go in one on your own.
Yeah, I would. You're being lowered. But they're designed for these environments. The true risk comes from when you're in an environment where... Like, you're not designed to get hit by a spa delivery van, you know? You're at much higher risk of stepping out over a curb tomorrow and getting killed by a spa delivery van or a co-op delivery van. Or other brands.
Why are you getting delivery vans?
What the fuck?
Then you are getting killed diving to 2,000 meters in a custom built submarine. Like, right. It's just risk, isn't it? It's just risk analysis.
Yeah.
I'd much rather be in a dangerous situation in equipment designed to handle that dangerous situation than to be in a moderate situation with no equipment design whatsoever. You know?
Riddle me this, right?
I will riddle something from you.
Submarine glass.
Yeah.
Lots of oxygen inside, right?
Okay.
We've all been in primary school.
Sorry, what? Say that again.
The submarine is basically a sphere of oxygen, right?
Yes.
Encased in a hard shell.
So just, yeah, okay.
We've all done primary school.
Yeah.
We've all had that sink, right? With buoyancy, with like fun stuff to play in.
Yeah.
Do you remember that?
Yeah.
Can you go back that far?
Different shapes and stuff that you can see what's pushing things underwater, what floats, what doesn't. Yeah.
You have that classic plastic ball.
Yeah.
That's completely sealed and you push it under and then you're like, oh God, it takes a lot of energy to keep it under, and then you let go and it goes whoop, and bobs up to the sea. Why don't submarines do that?
Compressed air, I think, is the answer. Why don't divers do that? All the air compressed in their tanks, and then obviously as you learn in your diving, the further down you go, the more air is required to keep you buoyant. So there's a point at which you can just drop into the darkness if you don't make sure that your buoyancy is correct, because
it's all compressed.
I can't remember the rule, but like essentially. It's because it's to do with the weight of the water. It's to do with the weight of the water. So the weight of the water compresses.
Sounds like real science.
Sounds like real science, which we're not going to be good at.
I feel like I need to go back to the primary school way of thinking. Get a sink of water.
Yeah, there'll be a weight rig, I guess. But I'm guessing they do it all with pumps. They pump air into some form of buoyancy system. They pump air out.
Or let a little bit of air in through that crack.
Yeah, or they use water. They'll probably use water. So they'll allow water to pump into an area on the submarine and then pump the water out again and replace it with air.
This water's reaching our knees. I wish this pump system wasn't in the cockpit.
Yeah, that's it. Oh, we're still keeping their head above water. We need to drop fast. Oh, God, I've been there. I've been there in, like, boats we flipped upside down and, like, swam around underneath. Because you know how you can, like, do, like, the whole, like... Right. I just mean at the seaside. Like, we take, like, rubber boats and you, like, flip them upside down and create an air pocket.
Yeah.
And then if enough of you are holding onto it, you can drag it down under the water.
Yeah.
So you've got, like, a little thing. But it feels so stressful to be in this, like,
how
dark
long can you survive in
space?
That? Because, like, you're going to convert it all to carbon dioxide.
Carbon dioxide, eventually, yeah.
And then you're going to have...
Not a long time.
Wasn't there that shipwreck and there was just one dude in a little chamber? Because it was a tiny...
Like, unbelievable,
and he was just alive, and then they expect everyone to be dead because everyone, well, most people were, but from one guy,
just a guy,
they just found
alive.
Him, just he was like, hello,
oh my
and
god,
he was just in there, just this kind of little chamber where he had a little like portion of air, which
fuck
probably wouldn't
that.
Have lasted much longer. And then they had to like dive him out of there, get him like some diving gear and shit.
Because if you start hyperventilating, right, it actually feels really nice, like you get really spaced out and you're unable to save yourself. Like, you know when the oxygen drops.
Oh, narcolepsy?
Yeah.
That's no. Hyperventilating is just
narcolepsy,
like breathing
hard.
Narcolepsy is,
you know what I mean? Where you just run out of air. And then, you start going all like loopy and high.
Yeah.
Like, I remember the people doing a test.
That's nitrogen, actually. Yeah, you're thinking of, there's differences, I think, between nitrogen causes narcolepsy whilst carbon dioxide just asphyxiates you.
Yeah. But the level of asphyxiation means you just like don't want to be like put on the oxygen mask. You're just like, I'm fine.
So you just die all happy. I'm super chilled. Super chilled.
So don't worry if the plane goes down. You'll be fine. You'll
feel
fine about it.
Don't take the mask is what you're saying.
Don't take the mask if you know it's inevitably going to crash.
I don't think you'll feel fine. I don't think that's true.
Yeah, there'll be a point where you'll be like, this is all right. Anyway, on that horribly depressing note, there's a couple of funny news I've whacked in there that have been given to us by our audience. The titles are all there. Feel free to click on one.
Just having a look at what's here.
Hypoxia. That's called.
Let's have a... Oh, this one's returned. Okay, this is actually back in the news again. I don't even have that. Whoops. The GIMP has returned.
He's in court now.
Oh, they've been captured again, though.
Oh, they got captured again.
Yeah, so the GIMP, the Somerset GIMP, did briefly return.
Yeah, they've been unmasked and shakes head in court as they're accused of terrorizing village.
Is that them?
I'm going to assume...
That's just the article writer.
Oh, fuck. It's taken to a different article.
Using the internet now sucks, doesn't it? Without an ad block.
Pop-ups get in the way
any
when you're
web
about to,
page
when you're about to click on something, something else pops
awful.
Up.
Awful.
Right, this is just... That's ruined.
I'm so sick of how horrible it is to browse the internet without some form of block.
Well, I would like a browser to just be like, yeah, just accept all cookies. I don't give a fuck anymore. Which is obviously what it was before. But
Google,
it's just like,
Google
this
Chrome's
has become
getting
so...
rid of it next year, apparently.
Oh, really? Okay, nice. Man accused of terrorizing villagers wearing a shiny GIMP suit and grabbing his crotch has appeared in court. Joshua Hunt, 31, is accused of 2 counts of affray and 1 count each of possession of a bladed article.
Holy
and
shit.
And committing an act of outraging public decency. Would that not be indecency? Or outraging...
Outraging public decency.
Sure.
The decency of the public, which I don't think rings true either. I don't think the public are particularly decent.
No.
Compared to a GIMP, though.
There he is. I recognise that guy.
Is that a picture of him? That guy's 31?
You recognise that guy.
There's a picture of him, but I mean, I can't pop it up, unfortunately.
You know Joshua Hunt.
I recognise him.
I wouldn't have said he's 31, but that's just me.
No, hard lives, aren't they? These people that have to work full working days.
He's just got unfortunate male pattern baldness.
Well, he's been running around as a GIMP, which obviously, I guess...
Caused a lot of friction.
Yeah.
Let me see if I can find him
on
Facebook.
They made a name for themselves. Joshua Hunt, GIMP man.
GIMP terrorizer. Any relation to Jeremy Hunt?
No idea. Maybe.
Maybe.
What does it say here?
You checking your Facebook friend, Smith?
Yeah.
Joshua. There he is. I wonder why he went silent.
It is creepy, though. The pictures of him, like, wandering around in... I mean, if you did see that, it would be...
Well, he had a bladed implement.
That's fine.
Didn't know that.
No, I didn't know that before.
He probably knew he was going to get assaulted by somebody, which, you know, is only kind of fair. I think I'd be okay with a GIMP wandering around if I was allowed to, you know, bash said GIMP.
But that's not what... That's what they want, though, isn't it? That's what gets him off.
Is it?
Probably.
They want to be beaten.
I don't know. This guy was... it says here... he was gyrating against the floor, and some of what happened is captured on mobile phone. So he was just, he was gyrating all over the floor. So remember that, obviously, the other one where he was gyrating in front of the two people
like
and they were kind of laughing
stuff.
At him.
Yeah, then they give him a cigarette after he wasn't
something
being...
Something like that, yeah.
When he realised he wasn't scaring them.
The
I'm sure it would have nerve
to a lock knife
people.
Found in his vehicle after he was arrested. So he wasn't walking around with the knife. Not that that means he wasn't going to
use
it.
He just had a car knife.
The classic defensive car knife.
I like the lead pipe, personally, but... just feels better in your hands.
But I think people should feel safer that this person has been detained in some way.
Yeah, well, now someone has to take the mantle because the Batman is a symbol, much like the GIMP. The GIMP is a symbol.
We've got to take on the GIMP. So
if
who's
you take
do
one
it?
Head down, more heads
three
will
more
rise.
Three more will arise?
Yeah, three more.
This is it. This is the
arise.
Moment.
We have to
we
take...
are assembling. GIMP team. What's our super team name?
We're going to gyrate harder than before. The gyrationists.
Super GIMPs.
Super GIMPs. Meet the GIMPs. Can't be stopped.
What about Bristol Bay? So Gert GIMP.
Gert
like
GIMP.
That.
We are legion.
We are one mind.
Well, when one GIMP is taken down by the police, three more GIMPs will appear in his name.
And that is us.
They are everywhere. We took down 5 GIMPs. Now there's fucking... Create how many
network.
Will you do the math? 15 GIMPs?
Jesus
network
Christ.
Of GIMPs.
We just stopped taking them down.
We just gotta let the GIMPs be. They'll fade away eventually.
We just got Zerg rushed by fucking GIMPs.
How many GIMPs did you arrest last week? 600 GIMPs. Jesus Christ.
You know when he's going to come back? Fuck, man.
GIMPocalypse.
Call NATO.
Call NATO. Tell Ukraine we need the weapons back.
We need it back, man. Holy shit.
That's a GIMP riding a leopard tank.
Where did he get that?
He's gyrating. He's using the barrel of his penis and blowing holes in buildings.
For fuck's sake.
Anyway,
there was a couple of. There was another story about a woman surviving
the Imperial March.
Surviving a what?
Says an Australian woman survives on wine during 5 days stranded in the bush.
So it was sent to us on the premise that this is a real wine or cheese scenario, and she chose wine.
And survived.
Chose wine or just had wine? I mean, no, I feel like. Well, apparently, I guess you've just. She might have had cheese.
They weren't even. They didn't drink. So they had the wine. This person brought wine with them to a party as a gift. They themselves don't drink.
Right.
Okay. And so when they were trapped in the bush, their car broke down. They got lost. They had no signal. And they were stuck for 5 days without rescue. Eventually, a team of rescuers did find them. However, apparently, they only had one bottle of wine to survive on and some sweets in the car, apparently.
Yeah, yeah. Eating sweets and drinking a single bottle of wine.
Five days. Imagine you're so thirsty and the only thing to drink is fucking red wine.
That's not
warm red
wine. It's not a quencher, is it?
It's not
a thirst quencher in that
you
sense.
You have your cup of red wine, like, and then you get your fucking headache.
There's
only one bottle between what? How many? Just one?
One person. Apparently, the thing they said.
Ration it, you would ration it.
They had a glass of water, but what they really wanted was a cigarette. That's what they said after 5 days of drinking nothing but a bottle of wine and eating sweets. The thing they were really gasping for, apparently water, one of the rescuers had a cigarette, and she said, "Oh, thank God, I had a cigarette."
Crazy.
Yeah, but
that's impressive though, to survive 5 days. It also must have been so hot as well. Jesus,
I can't imagine. Like, I would be drinking the water. I'd probably try and drink the water out of my car radiator.
Windscreen wiper fluid.
Oh God,
all sorts of stuff.
I'm not sure what would make. Yeah, I mean. Maybe that is a good idea.
It's probably better than not drinking, I'd say.
Yeah.
You might be able to boil it again.
Also, like, quick car question. Yeah. I haven't filled up my windscreen wiper fluid in 3 years.
So you still have it, though?
It's fine.
Is it still producing water?
Yeah. I think it's collecting
rainwater.
Have you
had services?
Yeah.
They would have probably topped up at the service.
Yeah.
Still, though, like...
Once a year,
that's fine. I mean, yeah, you don't often have to top it up. Once a year would be enough.
How often do you spray?
Yeah,
I spray enough. It's a lot of dust in Bristol.
That's interesting. I don't know. I mean, but like, maybe you could survive off your unlimited water supply.
That's what I'm thinking. It just keeps coming out of nowhere.
maybe you're like, there's a gap between your wiper reservoir and your fuel tank, and it's just like, you're just spraying
fuel. Can you imagine that? This is a real gas guzzler. This one.
save water.
So dirty.
Spray fuel.
Not using on my electric anymore. I may as well just spray it all over me.
Mad Max got one thing right. It was that there would be much more of an abundance of petrochemical products than water in the future. So you laugh now, but also the fuel would be great at breaking down ice. Like,
have you seen the new tech for electric cars?
No.
Solid batteries? Solid state?
Yeah, solid state batteries have been around for... Well, the idea of solid state batteries...
They're getting to a point now
What do you mean, solid state batteries?
So basically, they don't have liquid in them like lithium.
Yeah, they don't require that as a...
Right.
And apparently they're lighter. This is Toyota, I think, are doing a whole fleet.
Wow.
As early as 2025.
Holy shit, that is soon.
I think it's Toyota, might be Hyundai. Anyway, one of those companies. Mm-hmm. And solid state batteries have got to the point now where it's lighter... can charge a full battery in
really
10
quick.
Minutes.
Yeah, yeah.
Maybe less than that.
Yeah.
And that's as good as like the top of the line lithium battery. I think it's one of them that's Mercedes or something like that, where it's like basically a blob because it's like perfectly aerodynamic and
right.
stuff.
Yeah,
it's got
yeah.
the biggest battery known to mankind right. of lithium underneath it.
Yeah, they can custom make cells like to shape
it's
the
got
chassis.
A crazy range yeah. of like 400, 500 miles, something like that.
Yeah.
Apparently the solid state batteries that are going to be like the bare minimum have that range, half the weight,
wow.
and charge in 10 minutes.
That's awesome. Well,
and aren't exploding because it's solid state.
Wait, so they're not just using a bunch of battery packs they bought from Currys?
I think they
together.
Are. It's all USB yeah.
and they're just USB
packs.
To the USB, USB to the next one.
There's daisy chain.
And then you drive.
And then the fucking giant amount of amps that comes out of like one connector that instantly melts.
Yeah.
Oh, my USB's melted again.
Ah, which one is it?
Fuck.
The one in the middle underneath all those other ones.
Yeah, apparently they've been working on this tech for like 10 years or something. And they've got it to the point now where it's commercially viable. And it's trying to get it cheaper.
You can't top a good old-fashioned AA though, can you? Just can't top it.
Love it.
Just can't top it. it's like when people say like, oh, I just can't beat a full English, can you? It's just like, well, you probably... It's probably quite nuanced, the problem.
Depends on
you can't
what
beat
you're
it.
Used to eating.
No, you can't beat it. You can't
beat it. Love a quiche over a full English breakfast?
Who the fuck's going to have a quiche over a full English breakfast?
I don't know.
You can't top a full English breakfast.
You can't top a full English breakfast. You can't top a full English breakfast.
We can't. It's impossible.
That's the best fair enough, quiche yeah. I've ever eaten does not top a lot of things, to be honest. Not a big quiche
like
guy.
Quiche.
Not a big quiche guy.
I don't know why I said
I love quiche.
Do you?
Well, you can have ours.
I want the full English, like everyone else.
Nobody wants the full English
first. Nothing's better.
Higher than the quiche.
Well, I think that's all for today.
Yeah,
I'm just hungry now.
He wants a quiche.
Just want a quiche, warmed up a little bit, but I can eat it cold.
Yeah, that's fair.
Sorry, just let you know that.
No, that's normal.
Hey, if you want to let us know via email how you would eat your quiche, or would you rather have a?
I'd have a nice quiche with a nice glass of radiator water.
Send that to Hat Films or hatchat@hat-films.com, along with Fingles and hypotheticals. And funny news.
And the latest solid state battery technology, please.
Please keep
actually,
us up to date.
Can someone just send us a podcast? It can be you.
Ready made.
Ready made. Send it to hatchat@hat-films.com and we'll just play it. Or yeah. Sit here and listen to it.
Could you make our voices in AI?
Between 45 and an hour.
You have to sound a lot like us or
it's
use
just
AI.
Just going to be you doing a podcast on your own with your own hypothetical and then we'll play it out loud.
Yeah.
And that'll be the entire podcast.
I'd love to do that if I knew they wouldn't all suck.
Should we try and figure out if we can do AI on our own voices yet?
Yeah.
That's absolutely
and then
possible.
Just get ChatGPT. You've got to train
day out. Off, cheeky day off.
We'd be like, ChatGPT, do a podcast and then leave.
Yeah, we absolutely do that.
I'd like to see if it could. People are fucking raving about ChatGPT so much that it could just fucking suck them off and stuff. I can't get it to do that. I was like, how is this going to work, ChatGPT?
It's all about how you search.
Tell me.
Yeah.
It's like the old school era of search engines before it got smart enough to understand sentences and stuff. It's that early stage where you have to know how to work it.
Know how to put it in, how to feed the beast.
Talking of feeding the beast, thanks to our supporters like Patreon, YouTube members, Twitch subscribers. You all contribute to allowing us to eventually take over our jobs for AI so that we can live on that bed of money you're providing us every month. And in return, we give you the ad-free podcast, which is, I think, probably one of the biggest gifts you can really give a human being.
Jesus, all right, that's good.
Also the ability to vote on the hypotheticals, which again is so democratic of us, and we have such a nice generous giving attitude that you're welcome for that. And yeah, thanks for supporting us, appreciate it, and we'll see you next week for more Hat Chat.
Bye-bye.
Might be AI,
it could be.
You won't
know.
Fingers crossed
it's gonna be that good.
You won't even know.
See ya.
Bye.